Well, we're in Kilburn Park train station. I'm here with the excellent one on Twitter, who I don't see nearly enough. But he's one of the greatest guys in the whole universe to me. And he happens to be related. And you know,
sort of.
Family is a double-edged sword. You either love him or hate him.
Or love hate him.
Or late them.
Or have him.
Oh no, sounds like husband. And we're on the escalator heading down into the bowels of London.
Mwahaha.
He's taking me out on a date.
Dinner date for two.
It's kind of strange, but it's kind of cool. So I thought that I would do one of my daily booze at the train station.
Yeah.
And this time in 2 days, well actually sooner than this, in 2 days I will be already on a train to Wales as I go off to make reggae music. And it's very windy down here in the tunnels, so forgive the crazy noise.
It's nice when a train arrives just as you arrive.
Yes, yes it is. Can't really fault that.
And the train seats are empty.
Well, that's nice of them. Well, more later. Well, actually, what I will let you hear is some of the announcements.
Yes. Sweet seats.
Because announcements are useful things. But let's pause this and resume at a later opportunity. Okay. So we're off the train, exiting the station at Piccadilly Circus. And now going to his restaurant, I assume. Which, what's it called again, the place that you work here at?
The Shoom!
The Shoom! Sounds like a massive sneeze. Which I said before.
Bless you.
And I've been asked to select a wireless network. And BT Open Zone does not like me.
Kind of. I buy the
supposed to be friends of Orange, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
It occasionally works.
It doesn't let me like send messages or do something. I did stream with it though the other day.
Alright.
Which was rather fun.
Oh yes, just go to stop in front of me while looking at your phone.
I'm looking at my phone and I don't need to stop.
Well,
so I'm way cooler than them.
Yes. You're also more man than them.
I just tried to join BT Open Zone and it said please enter password for 112234. No, I didn't click that. So why would you say such silliness at my face? So hopefully I'll be able to send this audio by using someone's Wi-Fi and not my data. Not that I mind using data, because I don't, but you know, it's the principle of having.
Wi-Fi. More than.
Excuse me. Now, it's a wet London street out here, and it's very unappealing. But it is currently not raining. How long that lasts is anybody's guess.
Indeed.
But yeah. I forgot my Fostex, but I do have my H1, so I should probably hook up mics and do stereo things. And I would love to, before we enter the restaurant, find somewhere I can play a piano for like 2 minutes. Someone was playing one on YouTube the other day outside of a train station, so I'm wondering if the Play Me I'm Yours are back for a little while. That was quite random as well.
I mean, it's winter.
I know, right?
Frosty
key. I know, it was very strange. I don't know what kind of place it was in. It's kind of cool anyway.
I saw a man playing a piano in St. Pancras International Station.
Maybe that's where it was.
It was strange though. He had sort of his information. He said, he said like I play at parties, occasions, weddings, etc. Composed my own music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the piano looked like it was his. Just
maybe he bought it. And I smell the often common smell around these parts of KFC, which is very, very distinctive.
Different from your Morley's and your perfect fried chicken?
Well, I think so. I don't know. I think KFC has that very KFC-y kind of smell.
Mm.
Try saying that. It's quite hard.
What's that? That is Eminem's World. Eminem's World.
It really does smell like that too, actually, now you mention it. Over overpowering, clawing smell of chocolate. Clawing, rather.
Clawing.
Clawing.
Oh, just...
So, yeah, I walked down London Street. Actually, I need to find a couple of Foursquare places to check into because I have not done this.
Oh, Emmons World, I think they definitely have a
check-in place. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that because it's cheating.
Oh,
I prefer
really?
To be in a place to do it because it just seems kind of lame if you're not.
Oh.
Like when I go to Paddington, I check into the platform and the padding and the station itself if I can.
Okay. The Shoom has its own check-in place.
Hmm?
The Shoom has its Foursquare location.
You added it, didn't you?
No, it was already added. It seems to be up with the social media thing.
Oh, great. Well, I look forward to that then. Global guest, Beige London. I see a lot of networks around here, but I do not wish to use any of them, so just back out. Anyway, I think I shall make another boo sometime, but I'll publish what we have, just because it's nice to be out of the house and with my long-lost wayward brother, who I see once every about 15 years.
Well, no.
The last time I saw you was June, actually.
Oh, gosh. No.
Yeah, but June is not so bad. It's like 12 years.
Still, okay, and it's nearly half a year.
When we went and got my Asus that you're carrying at the moment. How kind of you.
Mm.
There's also a little book in there that you will be most interested to open eventually. It's a rather big book, actually.
A book, you say?
It looks like a book. It's very fun.
Is a net?
Maybe. Oh, look. Somebody is buskering on the streetery. As we walk towards the streetery buskery-ness. I am pointing the phone towards said thing.
This guy isn't doing what I think he's doing. It looks like he's playing a traffic cone. Let's get closer.
If so, then I have to take the H1 out and investigate that better.
Oh my goodness. He's playing.
Oh,
it's got a hat out as well.
Okay then.
Wow.
And singing Jingle Bells. In a very strange way.
Singing.
Well, I don't know if it's singing, but it's certainly odd. Let's switch to the H1.